I'm Lewis Abernathy, the not-so-loved patriarch of the Abernathy family, and I'm dead. We begin at the Old Cove Inn. A middle-aged man walks into the inn and up to the front desk.
You ain't gotta ring the bell, you're looking right at me.
The man gives him a devilish smile.
Wow, so friendly. I'm looking for one of your guests, Diana Donovan. Is she staying here?
I couldn't tell you if they were or they weren't. I can't give out guest information.
So you can't just tell me if they're staying here.
The front desk manager has a, are you seriously asking for guest information expression on his face?
No.
Okay, so I guess asking to leave a message for someone who may or may not be staying here is out of the question too.
You can if you want to. I can't promise what's going to happen to when you do.
You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
The man hits the bell dramatically and exits the inn.
And you can take the bell with you if you want to. You like it so much.
Outside, the Old Cove Inn, the man pulls his cell phone and dials Diana's number.
Why call me when you could text?
To leave a message, you can press 0 at any time.
Diana, my dear, I know the two of you screwed up the plan. That was a big mistake. It would be in your best interest to call me.
Meanwhile, over at the Abernathy Manor in the living room, Kellen and Sawyer awkwardly sit in the living room with Ginny, their mother. You can see the silence is getting to Sawyer by the way he's bouncing his leg.
Is anyone going to say something? Anything?
I suppose I should go first.
I think that's a very good place to start.
Why did you leave us?
Ginny looks defeated by Kellen's question.
No matter what I say, it doesn't make up for just leaving you all here with Lewis.
All right, so I wasn't the best father, but hell, I don't see you winning any parenting awards anytime soon.
Before I explain, is Lawrence here? I'd like to tell you all as one.
Who knows where he is? He's been acting really odd these last few weeks. You know, I would suspect Lawrence of murdering father, but...
Maybe Lawrence did do it.
Come on, Kellen.
You're the one that doesn't think Elena did it.
You and I both know father was in the process of making him CEO.
Perhaps father changed his mind.
Do you really think your brother would just murder Lewis?
I didn't think I would be drugged and almost killed by our housekeeper. Stranger things have happened.
Fair point.
Speaking of the murderer, here comes Lawrence. Lawrence makes his way to the living room to see Ginny, Sawyer, and Kellen.
Isn't this just one big happy family reunion?
Over at the Old Cove police station. Drake Fellow stares at the suspect board of potential murderers. Well, I must say, it's about time he tries to crack this case. Drake ponders as an officer enters.
Your list of suspects continue to grow.
Don't remind me, Officer Joseph.
Officer Joseph hands Drake an envelope.
What is this?
No clue. I found it on the front desk. It has your name on it, so I brought it to you.
Drake tosses it on his desk and continues to stare at the suspect board.
No clue at the crime scene, missing murder weapon, and everyone has a motive for wanting Lewis Abernathy dead.
I thought Elena Wallstonecraft and her sister murdered him.
That's what the DA wants, but my gut says they didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, sir, with all due respect, I would just go with the DA on this one.
With all due respect, Officer Joseph, that's not how I operate, and that's not how the station is going to operate.
Officer Joseph excuses himself and leaves Drake's office. Drake takes a seat at his desk, puts his hands on his head, and leans back in his chair.
Think, fellows, think.
Drake goes to pick up the phone and notices the envelope. He picks it up and opens it. He pulls out a photo of Abigail, his dead wife. On the photo marked through her face, it reads, "You killed her." this would show up just as they were finally focusing on my murder case. Back at the Abernathy Manor in the living room, Ginny gets up and goes over to Lawrence and tries to hug him, but Lawrence stops her from embracing him.
I'm not really a touchy-feely kind of person.
Oh, I understand.
Lawrence moves over to the liquor cabinet to fix a drink.
So, what's going on here?
I'm here to tell you all the truth. You deserve to know why I did what I did.
Why should we care? You abandoned us. Honestly, there isn't anything you can say to make me forgive you.
Lawrence, don't be an ass.
As much as I hate agreeing with Lawrence, he's not wrong. I spent my entire life motherless. She's nothing more than a stranger to me.
Sawyer, I'd expected a little more empathy from you.
And had I not almost died, I might be a little more empathetic. But how do we know we can even trust her?
You're absolutely right about everything. And I know I'm going to have to earn your trust.
The least you can both do is hear her out. I'm sure Mother has a good reason for walking out on us.
We get it, Kellen. You're desperate to have Mommy back.
Kellen's face turns red, but he doesn't speak. He simply stares at Lawrence.
Please, I don't want to cause any more problems.
You're too late for that, Mother.
I can't do this.
Ginny grabs her purse and heads to the front door. Kellen stops her before she could make it out of the living room.
Don't go, please.
He's right. I suppose we should hear you out. I'll apologize for being so rude.
I'm good.
Lawrence downs another drink.
I've got business to take care of. Y'all have fun with this.
Lawrence leaves the manor.
He really has turned into such an ass.
Like father, like son.
Kellen ushers Ginny over to the couch, and the three of them take a seat.
Where do I begin?
Back at the Old Cove police station, Drake holds the photo of his dead wife in his hands. He flips it over to check the back of it. It's blank.
What the hell is this?
Drake quickly gets up and leaves his office. He searches for Officer Joseph around the station. Officer Joseph is nowhere to be found. Drake goes over to dispatch.
Tell Joseph I need to see him now.
Drake returns to his office and slams the door behind him.
Fellows.
Please. I beg you. I'll do whatever you want. Just don't hurt me.
Abigail.
An undisclosed location. A man lays in the hospital bed, his face wrapped in bandages. A nurse walks into the room. She checks his vitals.
Hello, Richard. How are you today?
I'm fine. How's our patient doing?
Much better. The doctor says it shouldn't be too much longer till we can remove the bandages.
The nurse exits. Richard moves closer to the man.
Love of my life. Everything's going to work out perfectly. We might have hit a bit of a rough spot, but it's nothing you and I can't handle.
The man's eyes pop open as he grabs Richard's hand.
Sutton, you're awake.
Richard, what do you mean we've hit a rough spot?
Our story will continue with the next episode of Tomorrow's a New Day.